Despite oppression, Iranians are turning to Christ. Kenya continues to recover from the 2007 political violence, and an area of Madagascar with a poor reputation sees Christ for the first time. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In Iran, tensions continue to grow from within and without as dissension grows between the government and the people, as well as the U.S. and other nations, as they disagree with their nuclear ambitions. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says of the government,
"There has been a continual movement to not back down and to continue moving forward with their Islamic agenda.
Despite this,
the church has continued to grow, although it has become much more difficult for the church. We continue this year to receive reports of people who are being arrested."
Tippett sees the persecution as a downward cycle with no end in sight.
"It seems to me that everything is moving towards some kind of boiling point."
Even though the stakes are higher than ever, Tippett believes,
"There's no place in all of the Middle East that is as receptive to the gospel as Iran."
Support Tippett's broadcast ministry as they begin working on a translation into the nation's second language, Azeri. Next, it's been almost a month since foreign Christian workers were deported from Morocco. This once tolerant Muslim nation isn't so tolerant. Avant Ministries has worked in Morocco for more than 100 years. That changed a bit about 10 years ago, says Avant's president and CEO, Jack Elwood.
"During the last situation when expatriates were forced out of the country, we began to work through national believers and also through media broadcast out of an operation in Malaga, Spain. And in those 10 years, we've seen our local churches multiply from about 20 to over 50 churches."
Avant's short-cycle church planning strategy has been successful there. However, Elwood says Christians need to pray for Moroccan believers.
"Not only are expatriates being kicked out of the country, but great pressure is being put upon national believers as well. Many of our friends and contacts have been questioned by the police and are under great pressure."
Pray Avant will be wise as they plan for future ministry and that believers would sense the urgency and help fund their work. You're listening to Mission Network News. Though Kenya is now stable, they're still trying to recover after the 2007 post-election violence. Even as the International Criminal Court plans to try the two ruling parties, Global Aid Network is planning a trip to help. Charles Detter of GAIN says,
"We have opportunities for people to reach out in a slum in the Nairobi area where poverty is really the controlling feature of that location, yet the gospel is going forth through a church, through a school."
The trip takes place May 28th through June 10th. Team members will have a chance to visit the slums as well as travel to the countryside. There, long-term missionaries have already planted 50 churches, but they need help to continue.
"It's an opportunity to come alongside people who are reaching out among the poorest of the poor. It's a place where there is hopelessness, but in Christ there's great hope."
Meanwhile, travelers try to avoid crossing a part of Madagascar called Bangalova, a large area where bandits rule. Nevertheless, a group of pastors decided to head to the area for an outreach event. They blew tires, a car slid off the road, and the team even got shot at. Finally, they arrived safely where they showed the Jesus film and conducted door-to-door evangelism. Many turned to Christ. New life groups have started. Future plans include planting a church in the area. And God gives us interests for a reason, even interests in cows. The International Mission Board currently has 4 volunteers in southern Sudan with the Dinka people. Now, the Dinka move their cows from camp to camp, engaging in spontaneous dancing and sexual endeavors as they go. The IMB volunteers are American cowherders, and they're using this commonality as a segue to explain the gospel and the danger of AIDS. Pray that many of the animistic Dinka would believe their messages. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Haiti's earthquake devastated the country. One Hope is making available a free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises. You'll be moved by the hope that's found in Christ through the Book of Hope as the light of the gospel is changing lives. Get your free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises, by calling 1-800-995-4828 or just click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.